What up, folks? How's everybody doing?
We're doing pretty good.
Yeah. You know, hey, if you don't know Amy Riley, you should. She is the second American ever to get a Master's of Art in Gastronomy at the famous Le Cordon Bleu. Hopefully I said that right.
Yes. I mean, the French will say bleu.
But... Okay.
Yes.
All right. I tried. I was almost there. So, Amy here has a specialty, and it is aphrodisiac foods, folks. She's got two cookbooks out there, which is pretty sweet, at least in my opinion. I gotta ask this. Do the aphrodisiac foods actually work?
Okay.
I want to know.
Yes. Okay. Right. Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for having me. And yes, I mean, obviously my answer is always going to be yes. Now, you can look at this topic in a whole bunch of different ways. If you're looking at, okay, what am I going to serve for dinner so I can get lucky tonight? The answer is a whole lot different than how do I use aphrodisiacs just to make my sex life better in general. So you can eat foods. There are certain foods that will probably help your chances of getting lucky, but there are other foods that you want to kind of put into your diet so that you're always ready to go.
Like pineapple juice.
Right.
Like pineapple juice. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. And as you can tell, we both definitely need to diet. So, but we like the food part the most.
The food part. Yeah. Well, I run a website called Eat Something Sexy, and we have something called the 10 Steps to Sexy Diet. And trust me, it has nothing to do with, you know, monitoring how much you eat. It's taking the steps that are just simply going to make you a more sexy person. Yes. You're ready.
A lot. Yeah.
All right. Gonna learn something. Let's go.
How did you I want to be careful with words, but yeah, how did you fall into this? Right.
So I was actually working as a wine writer, a freelance wine writer. And I wanted to diversify what I wrote about. I really love Greek mythology, but I'm really interested in like health and nutrition, just not like I didn't want to go to school for it, but I was just interested in learning more. And aphrodisiacs, it's a topic that kind of melds folklore, and of course, mostly in Western culture, Greek folklore. I mean, the word aphrodisiac is Greek. So it took that and kind of put it together with some health and nutrition stuff. And I really love the topic. What can I say?
Yeah.
Why not?
So was the best part of getting into this the research?
Oh, like the field work?
Eating in labs, the development,
the testing absolutely. It out. Were there multiple subjects or was it more personal research? You know, I want to know all things.
Well, okay. So this is funny. I actually, when I was working on my first cookbook, I had this friend, like just confirmed bachelor, who, you know, he had no idea how to cook. Like the best he could do was open a can and pour soup into a bowl. I'm not even sure he knew how to heat it up. Okay. And so when you write a cookbook, you test recipes a lot, you know, 3, 4, 7 times. You get sick of eating the same thing over and over. So I just kept inviting this poor guy who didn't know how to cook and, you know, ate cold soup all the time. I kept inviting him over. Just here, have some food. I've been doing recipe testing. Here, take some food. So let's see. He moved in 3 years later. And then while I was working on my second book, got pregnant.
So it works.
Apparently.
Lots of practice too. I mean, go figure, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome. And then my daughter was born. Let's see, my daughter was born right around the time I started working on a book called Eat Cake Naked. So Yeah.
I like this. Exactly. That's how I eat cake. Perfect.
Oh my God.
A little bit. Now, your first book is named, now, please correct me if I'm wrong. I was doing some research. Fork Me, Spoon Me, the Sensual Cookbook.
That's it. Yep.
All right. Good. I did get my due diligence then. All right. Good. I like it. Now,
that seems like it should be a movie.
Yes. I know. That's what I was just going to say. Yeah.
Ooh,
I think
it's nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
all right. Can you talk to somebody for me? Because that sounds like a great idea.
We've interviewed some people that probably would be interested in this process. So, and even an actress.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or specifically this.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, no, there we
totally.
Go.
Yeah. Hey, we'll see what we can do. You all never right. know. Oh, man. I just totally had a...
You got to look at your notes and find it again.
Yeah, sorry. I got my notes out. I'm trying to be prepared because, as you can tell, this definitely doesn't look like a prepared face, but it's a different story.
No, you know what? While you're figuring it out.
Yes, please.
You figure out what you're doing. I'm going right in for the kill.
Okay.
What's your number one food or meal for getting lucky tonight?
Ooh, for getting lucky tonight. Okay. This really depends on, you got to think about the person. The other person, the person that you want to get lucky with.
Okay.
And you need to choose something, first of all, that they're going to want to eat.
Okay.
Because I could tell you, oh, it's totally champagne and oysters, which actually would be a valid answer. That would be a good way to go.
Okay.
But like, for example, my husband can't stand either one of those things. So he would just be offended if he came home and there was candlelight and oysters and champagne. You'd just be like,
I understand that. Yeah.
So some foods that kind of have an immediate effect, chili peppers are great because they raise your body temperature. They make your lips plump up. You look more kissable. They make your tongue tingle. And all of these things kind of make you feel a little more in the mood. Let's face it, there has to be some chemistry there in the first place.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So chili would be a way to go. If it's someone who doesn't like spice as much, ginger has a lot of the same effects. It's just more subtle. So you could always go ginger.
Love those redheads. Let me tell you. Gotta love them. Oh, wait. You were talking so about ginger, the root.
Yeah, the root. Yeah. Yes.
I get those mixed up. Sorry. My bad.
So that's a really good way to go. Alcohol is always good for lowering inhibitions, but you have to, I hate the word moderation, but it's really key in this situation, if you know what I mean.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love the ginger concept. Yeah. To be honest with you, though,
ginger's good.
That you brought up, you know?
Ginger's good. And ginger goes in so many different foods.
Right.
Because
spicy, you could get somebody and then you got a problem just on the spicy side.
Right.
And then you have the people that don't like seafood. Yeah. But ginger, you really kind of do, I think. Yeah.
You could do a lot with ginger.
Yes. Yeah. Now, we're talking about the professor.
Okay, go on. Sir. Get your question.
Sorry, we like to have fun, as you can tell. We have sometimes too much fun, but that's okay. And as you can tell, my hands go flying because I'm Italian. That's but anyway, right. We're talking about a food for tonight, but what about Valentine's Day? That's right around the corner.
Ooh, good.
And how do we make that meal unforgettable?
Okay, so first of all, I recommend skipping the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I don't love, like I've even consulted on Valentine's restaurant menus for a lot of restaurants. And I know that, you know, chefs work really hard to figure out this menu, but at the same time, it's the busiest night of the year.
Yeah.
It's never gonna be their best meal, okay? And the restaurant's going to be more crowded and you're not going to have as much attention and all of those things. So skip the restaurant. Now that doesn't mean you have to stress out about it. If you think the most you can handle is takeout, that's okay too, right?
Yeah.
But think about something that has sort of some aphrodisiac qualities. Do not go with a heavy meal.
Yeah.
Don't go with the 3-course dinner with the steak and, you know, a cake at the end. No, don't do it.
Ruins the whole thing at the end, right?
You're exhausted.
Yeah.
You're exhausted. All the blood rushes to your stomach to digest that meat. And
we want it rushed in other places.
Exactly. That is not where you want it to rush. I do suggest ending the meal with coffee, which most people think they don't want at the end of a dinner. But then again, with this dinner,
you
right?
Up, you're
not,
you going,
yes,
right?
yes. Like, it's not the end of your night, so why not? I don't know, you're Italian. How about an affogato?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Perfect. The perfect dessert to end Valentine's meal is an affogato, which, if anyone doesn't know, is vanilla or any flavor of gelato, really, that you want. Yep. Scoop of it in espresso. Delicious. Amazing.
Oh, God, yeah. Sometimes they'll have some little bit of chocolate syrup on it. And
you could do that.
Yep. You know, I'm envisioning for her, because I got that marketing brain, right? Like a deck of cards, but each card has like, what an amazing evening of.
Oh, nice.
Oh my God. Would that not be the phenomenal game?
It would be such a great thing that you'd have that deck of cards. You could pull it out and go, what kind of wonderful meal do I want to do for somebody? And you pull it out and all your tips are on that and everything. I don't know. That's what I was just thinking.
I like it. Very nice.
Yes. And you can have it in your pocket. You can have it ready. Exactly. You know, everything's going their way.
So when you talk to that game manufacturer, you let them know that this is good.
We're going to be marketing together.
So I know that you've done a lot of interviews like the Today Show, CBS Early Show, Nightline, and Playboy.
Yeah.
We know the regular ones, but what was it like interviewing with Playboy?
Well, it's funny. I've done it many times. Okay. They've been very kind to me and supportive of my books, I have to say. So I've done two different shows on Playboy television, as well as two different radio shows. And I was interviewed for the magazine back when it existed.
Right.
Yeah. You know, each one was different from the next. There was definitely one radio show where I felt awkward. I was like, I felt so square.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm not uptight at all, but it was like, you guys are a little, I don't go that far.
Some people, there's a little much, and there is a line for everybody at some point or another.
Yeah. So there was one where I felt awkward, but the rest of them, it was a lot of fun. And they were all really great for my career. I'm very appreciative.
Nice. Yeah. That's cool. That's interesting.
What do you think? I want to kind of get some personal ones. Like, do you have a couple of meal evenings that you had that were just so amazing that you'd love to share that with us?
Gosh. I mean, I keep a long mental list of like the greatest meals of my life, but I never thought of them, but it was just great meals. It wasn't necessarily like a romantic meal. Oh, there was one. Where in the world? I think it must have been, I know, it was at the Ritz-Carlton Laguna.
Okay.
With my husband. This was before we had children.
Fun time.
And so, you know, this beautiful table at the restaurant so it's in Laguna Niguel, California, and it's on top of a cliff and it overlooks the Pacific Ocean. It's a beautiful setting. And I couldn't even tell you what we ate. It was, the chef just fed us. It was one of those things where I was there as a guest of the hotel and we were just fed and looked after. It was a lighter meal though, because being Southern California, they're more health conscious. And so I do know that. And I can't remember, but I was wearing this little tiny slip dress and I was freezing and like, I don't know why I'm wearing this, but my husband was like, that is the greatest dress you've ever worn. And then he started laughing. He's like, don't look now, but the woman at the next table is making eyes at you. And I was like, really? So of course I had to look, but yes, she was. And do you know, that was like, that was all my husband needed. Like, it didn't even matter what was on the plate. The woman at the next table was making eyes at me and he was done.
There you go. That's all it takes, right?
Yeah. I mean, here I was taken by this beautiful atmosphere and this beautiful view and this lovely meal. And he's just like, you're wearing next to nothing. And the woman at the next table is making eyes at you.
Jaw dropper
check,
moment.
Please.
We're out.
Luckily, we were staying at the hotel. So.
Oh, easy. Nice. Well, that was a fast evening.
I want to ask, because we're talking about some of the meals and stuff. And you said something about like, don't eat the cake and stuff like that. Yeah. What about some aphrodisiacs that are just dessert and you would just focus on having dessert?
I have a whole cookbook for that.
Cool. Oh, a whole cookbook.
Nice.
That's kind of what's awesome. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. So can you give us a little insight to that?
Okay, so I do have a cookbook called Eat Cake Naked. Now, this one is a little different. It is ebook only. And even more different, it was co-authored by a nutritional expert.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So it's actually kind of healthy. If you're not really, I mean, dessert is never actually healthy, but it's what we did is we put in ingredients that will like improve your sex life.
Dessert is a food group. Come on.
No, but you know what? You can make an amazing brownie. I did not know this till we worked on the book. You can make an amazing brownie with chickpea flour instead of white flour.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like, it's going to help your sex life a lot more than eating a whole bunch more white flour. Dark chocolate and chickpea flour. It is a winning combination.
Really?
Man, mm-hmm. I should check that out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write that down. Pardon me for a moment.
Don't hide it in all your notes.
Actually, if you,
all you have to do is get the ebook.
Oh, yeah.
You can just get my book. I can make it even easier. That recipe I happen to have put on eatsomethingsexy.com.
Ooh.
And I think it's like dark chocolate cherry brownies, something like that. I changed the name in the book, they're called Love Slave Chocolate Brownies, but that's not particularly good for SEO. So you have to give it a boring, non-sexy name.
Of course, right.
So yeah, but you can find it on my website, eatsomethingsexy.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just put it there to try to, you know, sell the concept of the book. I'm like, don't believe me? Try these brownies. So, yeah.
So you got brownies. Do you have like ice creams or?
The reason I'm thinking ice cream
is because, you know, you're licking and it's,
I don't know. No, I get it. I think we did like a frozen yogurt. We didn't want to do an ice cream because it assumes that you have an ice cream maker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I get it.
You know, and that's a really specialized piece of equipment that's not cheap. So we kind of skipped stuff like that. But there is, for example, there's a pot de creme, which is basically a fancy name for pudding.
Well, but that's great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Pot de creme.
Yes.
So it's in all these things, a lot of them is the regular foods that you would normally make. It's the ingredients that you add to it that make aphrodisiac is, right?
Yes.
The concept of what we're doing. But you worked with a nutritionalist to even make, like you said, one of them, which was your desserts, which is great, that it was even a little on the healthier side for desserts, which is very cool as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next?
That's funny. I keep getting that question. And you know, the answer is, I'm a mom of two little kids. What's next is like, what am I going to feed them? Where am I going to take them for summer vacation? That is.
I like it.
I get that.
That works. No,
I get that.
Yeah. I mean, I know someday there's another book in me. There's a lot more travel in me. Mm-hmm. I used to love traveling and doing speaking engagements. I do not do that right now. Someday that stuff will, you know, that stuff will come back. Right now I'm actually focusing on Eat Something Sexy and trying to make the website a bit more than what it is, make it a bigger hub for people who want this kind of information, which is everyone. This is all adults, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
EatSomethingSexy.com, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I mean, why not? Right?
Yeah. I think she's awesome. You got any more questions? Because she's been fantastic.
No, she has been. Got that one.
You got it. You're on
fire. Wow, checking off the list.
So the last question that I have is, what would you say is your top food to improve sexual health?
So as a matter of fact, on eatsomethingsexy.com, I have two lists. One for men. And one for women is the top 10 foods for men and the top 10 foods for women. And I'm just telling you this because you'll get a way more thorough answer than my just throwing out like women should eat peanuts and men should eat salmon, which is true. But there's a list of 10 and I really go into, you know, all the reasons why this is beneficial to specifically to that sex. Pineapple is on the men list, by the way.
Yeah.
I know you both want your pineapple juice. So
I'm gonna start eating a lot of pineapple.
Well, you know, and it makes like I think our whole male audience is now rushing to the website to find out all the things they need to
eat. Yes, go now.
Others' food. which makes sense, right?
You're gonna see a huge
all men, all men looking for it. Yeah.
Amy, you're amazing. I'm actually really excited. I'm gonna dig in and get these books for sure because
thank you. Asked
me to buy it. I hope to, you know, it popped in my head. It's my last kind of thing. I've been on this like copycat recipes from restaurants. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking in the book and the stuff that you teach me, I wonder if I can copycat recipe while putting aphrodisiacs in it.
Yeah, totally.
I'm absolutely not going to be there for that. That's all I'm saying right now.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you with so much, Chris.
You're being a mom, you got a couple of kids. You know, that's really busy, but hopefully you get back to that traveling.
Yes.
And hope for some more great ideas and stuff as we go along.
And thank you. Californian speaking, we want to go see you.
So yeah.
Oh, perfect. Thanks.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Everybody,
have a great night and a better tomorrow. What up?
What up?
What up? What up? This is Chris.
This is Rob. Wait. I'm Chris. That's Rob. I hope you enjoy our show. Have a great time.